Chassidus Tzaddik Dalid, as I told you, we're now going through cases, kitchen shilas. And the Etzem Shiloh, although it takes seven sefim to discuss all the types of scenarios that could come up, the Etzem Shiloh, everyone here should be able to answer. The title of the sefim is Din HaTeichev Kaf Chelevis B'Derish El Basar, the laws regarding someone who sticks a milch spoon into a flesh of a pot. That's on the fire, that's cooking, someone sticks a milk spoon into cholent or into chicken soup. So first he asked the two Iker Shilas, was it a Binyamai or not a Binyamai? And is the Shishim, does not Shishim? So 95% of the time, one of those two Heterim will come in handy. You have to remember, when you're dealing with a woman or someone who didn't learn Yeridaya, if they say it was used in 24 hours, you have to follow up and ask, was it used for milachix? That was hot. It was used to eat cereal. That's not used in 24 hours. It was used in a pot of vegetables in the milchik pot. It's also not. It had to be used for hot milk or hot milk products within 24 hours. So those two shilas are the two that end up being matir, most shilas, most cases that are asked. Nevertheless, there are a number of variables, and that's what we're going to deal with. A sif aleph. Someone who sticks a milk spoon into a flesh of a pot, or of course the reverse, you measure 60 against that which was stuck into the kedera. And in parentheses he adds, im hakaf ben yaymai. That's only if the kaf was used within 24 hours, da'an shashim shubai. If it was used in a Kli Rishon within 24 hours, Taz adds, or if it was used with Iroi Kli Rishon within 24 hours, then it's a Ben Yaimai. So this is the simple halacha, and then the machlaikis, Yesh Mishaimer. There is an opinion that holds, Shema Kaf Shal Mateches, that if the Kaf is metal, Misharim Bekulai. We had this mentioned in Hilchos Taruvos as well, the Siman Tzadiches, that some hold that the entire metal keli becomes had and is mavliya. Again, we don't pass in chamik tzasei cham kulay, and we're going to discuss that in a couple of minutes. All right. So as I said, the halacha seems simple enough, and Taz Aleph. After the first five lines, where he just adds irikli rishon, he brings a marshal. A kasev marshal perikol habasa simon ayin aleph. The mistar of the kli rishon calls mashenei yatsa led us by aim by kayach lavliya klal. Even if it's a kli rishon on the fire, if it didn't get hot yet, you put up milk to boil, but it's still cold. If it's nayatsa led us by aim by kayach lavliya klal. It's interesting. He says ella the mistafina lahakol the kli rishon shaymir etzel ha'esh. Kol shehu cham. I'm afraid to be makel by a kli rishon, cause man that it's warm. I feel any yatzil edus by roy leesar da osu harchakol a kli rishon kadisa biyushalmi akan l'shainai. He says that if it's still warm, if it's cooling off, and it's still warm, it's a harchaka because how are you going to shatz up each time? How hot it is, and therefore the marshal says to be machmir. The Taz says avol b'teres chatas kol nazayin paisa kibesi yisif. This is the hatter that Philip Kli Rishon Shalosh any Yisur Ein Hayatzel. Let us buy b'chein Iker. Ein Simen Kofes with Pesach Meshkasafti Adiver Erimah B'zeh. All right. So if it's even it's a Kli Rishon, if it's already cooled off to the degree that Ein Hayatzel, let us buy its mutter.
And I think this is a Rashi that talks about the heat is going up or it's going down.
It's just about quality heat, but
it wouldn't make a difference if this went on.
Now, of course, there's one other. point that Shach Aleph makes, that we also only ask of the spoon the amount that there's a bliya in the spoon. In other words, if the spoon was used within 24 hours but only for a 1 ounce of liquid of milachik, so the bliya can't be more than 1 ounce. And that the Shach mentions in Aleph. Misharina b'chama shenach dev lo yadinan kama nafik minei v'ayin l'kama zim sachesef hei yadinan kama bala. If you know exactly how much went in, then not more than that went out. Because the mashal, they said, "Hetish loy sesim esamachapik get anasha dem ene borolai ad kama tochav. What is if you don't know how much of the spoon you stuck in? It's hard for you to remember. Misharina b'stam derech litchayv. How much is stam the derech to stick in? Hainu ad roish hakaf. Ad roish hakaf. Rabbi Kiva Eger says ad roish hakaf. Hainu k'moishahu ogol. The rounded part of the spoon. I'm not a cook. I stick things in depending on how deep
the pot is.
How deep the liquid is in the pot. No, don't you want to stir the whole? That's the way it works.
He's talking about the spoon where it holds the kabel. Yeah. No, not the handle. So the whole.
No, it's excluding the handle.
Yeah.
I'm not a cook, but let's say I have a deep cholent pot. I have a big spoon. Don't I stick it till I feel the bottom?
You have to. Otherwise,
don't you stick it to the bottom to stir it? No.
Otherwise,
David, you cook.
If it's a cooking spoon, that's a long spoon, so you're supposed to stick it in all the way. But if it's a tasting spoon.
Oh, tasting spoon is different.
Okay.
But he says
he's talking about the round part.
The first line, right? He says the round.
Everything's different style.
You stick it is that way.
No.
You're right. You stick it into taste, of course.
To see us the style.
The main thing, you have to get to the bottom because it get boiled too.
Oh, you don't want to burn the bottom.
Exactly.
I don't understand why it says Kamaisha Huago.
Maybe that's why in those days they used to burn the food a lot more.
Maybe they had like a stick. They had probably like a stick to stir. Maybe this was just for tasting.
For tasting, it was for tasting.
What's that? So that said the handle is just the back to hang it?
No. Ogle is the spoon part. A fork and spoon look the same all the way down until you get to the.
Like an oar to stir it.
The bowl of the spoon. There you go, to the bowl of the spoon.
This was a first.
Most times that you're stirring, you have more than just.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. So he's saying maybe it means you're tasting with it, but then you're right.
But if it was an ounce, you measure an ounce, but it's not
really
the whole ounce
that
you were mixing. It's
interesting, Klal in Yeridea, that we measure. Connected the whole spoon, lo yadino kama polamix, we don't know, and it does not count as a suffix. Even if it's a drabanon, and you would normally say saf drabanon lakula, we say that if you stick in a spoon, you measure connected the whole spoon, you measure against the whole pot, and we don't say, well, it's a suffix, we don't know how much came out of the pot. We're chayshish that lo yadino kama nafim, they would measure connected kulai. And I have never seen in Yeridea that that should be considered to be a suffix of any sort, despite the fact that it was a suffix.
Because it's still there. You remove it from the 1 ounce. 1 ounce is still there. The 9.99.
What do you mean?
In the original.
In 1 ounce of milk.
And there's still an ounce of milk.
So you have to measure negative 1 ounce.
So maybe switch places. Bliss and the milk went into the spoon. Bliss and the milk went into the milk.
And would an ounce of milk come out of the spoon and absorb an ounce of milk? It's not like it didn't. You see?
I don't know how Blias work well enough to answer you. I don't know.
So, if Rosh HaKaf is the Hebrew part, so what does it mean, Ad Rosh HaKaf, until the cup you measure, but the cup is not measured?
Derech Litchayv, the amount that it's a derech to insert, the Hainu Ad Rosh HaKaf, which is to the complete spoon, the complete bowl part, the complete base kibble part. All right, there are two or three issues here that are Claudius sticker issues. Oh, so here we have it, okay? Now, stir your coffee. Tell me if you only stick it until here. No, you stir your coffee, you stir it much more than that.
Let's say you're taking out clear soup.
If you're spooning it out.
Even the ladle, but you were just taking the top of the soup.
Yeah, that I understand. If you're spooning it out, you're removing
you
it.
You put just the bowl, you put it in, and then you bring it out.
An inch deeper,
okay, so how much is that?
I'm not sure.
More than the top of the bowl.
But it's not the whole thing.
Granted, but it's more than
the whole thing. Do we know that their spoons look like this too? Maybe their spoons were
all right, so he wants to go to the museum and see how their spoons
evolved. Well, that's why the woman was tasting it or steering it.
Maybe I have to ask the woman if she was tasting it or stirring it. All right, the two issues here, we'll take them one at a time. Both are a bit complicated. One issue there's a rule that milsa deloy ramya le de inish falava daite. That something that's insignificant to a person does not think about, does not worry about. And let me give you an example of milsa deloy ramya le de inish falava daite. Back in Hilchis Shechita, there's a case of a chalif hamisach seches. The chalif, as you know, has to be straight, has to be smooth. It's not allowed to have any type of a pagam. A shaykhid checking it checks down and up. He checks in both directions to see if it's a misach seches, to see if it's a if it's straight or not. Now, why does he check in both directions? Because occasionally you can have a pagam which only catches in one direction and not in the other. Okay, if we'll be zechatlon hechashchita, you can have pagam in the blade goes like this, and then it has a valley. That would be a normal pagam, which it catches in both directions. Or you could have it, the blade comes straight on two sides, but it only goes down and then up again. So that, if you're shechting, and the neck is moving this way along the blade, it goes smoothly, it doesn't catch on anything. But if it goes this way, it gets caught. So when you run your finger down the edge of the blade, if the pegima is in one direction, it's the science of it is not important for our discussion. That in one direction it's smooth, in one direction it catches. So the halacha is that we don't shecht, of course, with a sakana b'sul sechas. Now, a shaykh is mechuyev to check before and after the shechita. There's a shayla in Sinei Yuchesef Dalet. A shaykh checked after the shechita and he found a pegima misach seches. Misach seches means it's caught in only one direction. And the shaykh says, "Bari li shalay asisi ela haylocha levad." So when I shechted in one direction, in the good direction, and therefore there's no problem. The pekima didn't catch on the neck. So the halacha is, if he knew it was misach seches before he shechted, he shouldn't have shechted, but then he's believed. However, if he says it afterwards, he's not believed. But the language there of the shachet of Kot Neches is, something a person does and he doesn't know is significant, he doesn't think about. He thinks about things that that are just a normal halach yelach of the day. So what does that have to do with us? The question is, if you have a woman who cooked, and now she calls the rav, she says, "Oh, yeah, I can't believe what happened, but you know, I was cooking and I used the milch and kalayil in the chicken soup. And let's say it's a ben yaymi." So we ask her, how much of the ladle was inserted into the chicken soup? Can we say, are we allowed to say that she knows? If she says a certain amount was inserted and not more, what do we say? Why would she be thinking about how much she inserted?
So why would we ever say it's more than the stam of the shach?
Well, the shach says,
if you don't know,
it's a certain amount. I guess the case would be she says it's less.
She would have to say it's less.
If you stick a spoon in the soup, it has a mark. How much wet it is.
Yes, sometimes it has a mark, and you could tell, all right, unless she remembered after she washed it, or whatever the case may be. So the Pesach Tshuva brings a Noida B'Yehuda, who says this case is different. I can't understand exactly why it's different. I mean, the Pesach Tshuva asks, let's see. I am a tshuva study to be Yehuda Tinyana. Miyadei says Simin Tazai. Mavur Sham. Afilu Ein Heker Bekaf. Oh, he says what you were saying. Even if you can't tell on the spoon at Kama Tochav, because sometimes you could tell. Ela Sha'ay made at Kama Tochav. He estimates how much was inserted. Mehemin. V'lo Yaminim
B'zev. We have
Aymer. What?
We have
Aymer.
Sha'ay. Ela Sha'ay Mer. I'm sorry. Sha'ay Mer at Kama Tochav. He says how much was inserted. Mehemin. V'lo Yaminim B'zev. Milsa V'lo Yaminim. The bedavar sha'adam atzmai oisa l'shayach loymerkei. Something a person does himself, we don't say it. Kim dak apanim sheyodeya shabishum pam yesh chiluk bedavar. Since he knows there could be times that there is a chiluk, eichaisa. That we don't say. V'dafka b'shechet shaloi lamad hilchashchita. There's a case of a shechet who didn't learn Hilchos Shechita, he shechted. Then they tell him, oh, did you make sure of this and that? And he says, oh, yes. So that he didn't know was important. So va'amar acha shalom advari li sheshechati yafa le'mahani kivan shemisha shechita lo yada sheesh kepeda b'shum pam b'shehiya jirasa ayin shal. So that's the night of Yehuda's words. Well, then he started to varv tzarchiyim. So the Pesach Tshuva says tzarchiyim, and he asks from Simeon Chesef Dalek, Abim Suseches, etc., from a number of cases. And he says, Mashkosa de Yehuda Rayim, Reisim and Sadek Dalid, Bishach, Sheshayelin, Bishach, Einzi Karim, Ezeklau. The Shach doesn't say anything here about asking the person. We just learned the Shach. He says, maybe his kavon is to a Shach later in the Simeon, etc. He doesn't answer the question. And he's matmi on the night of Yehuda. Darach HaShulchan says something, and he says with this, it's answered the question on the night of Yehuda. I don't understand what Darach HaShulchan is saying. It's a few words, and it's very hard to understand. This Shulchairiz, it would be a typical case. Now, having read this night of Yehuda, does this stim with Rabbi Kiva Eger? There's a shtim with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that stoma, we say, only the spoon part was inserted. Only this part. So this whole discussion, that Yehuda Pesachei Tshuva, is about a woman who's saying, I know I put in less than this. Is that the case is?
Maybe.
Is it?
Maybe.
Is it normal to stick in less than this amount? Could be. I don't know. Very, very strange. It sounds like the shaila is how much of the spoon went in, more than just the spoon part.
And then she doesn't remember, because if she remembers, there's no shaila.
Right. And, well, she claims she remembers. The question is whether we trust her.
That's why he asked the woman.
That's why.
No, but based on the shach, you would believe her. Shach straight out says you would believe her.
Shach says it has nothing to do with believing her.
No, she says she doesn't know how.
She just says Masharina Mistam. No, the Shach says he shuts up. Istam derech l'tchayv. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. So we go according to the
but
way people
she does
do
know. You would believe her if she says. I mean, she says. If she says.
I mean, the Shach is mashver that if since the Shach says im einay borer lie, so it's mashver that if it is borer, so then you could rely on him.
I don't know.
Maybe that's maybe the meant to rayim from the Shach. Could be.
The bring down here. The Mashal says the Stam says is a greater calf. No.
What does Rosh HaKaf mean?
No, like we say, I mean, I always bring down my lock like that, because the Shad, like we said.
That's not Rosh HaKaf.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Shad, according to this.
That's what I keep saying, all the time. We all seem to hold like that.
Okay. No, it wouldn't, because it's important to know we don't assume lakula that Blias went out unless you're kashering. Unless you do a real Hagalah, we don't assume lakula went in. So that, for example, let's say someone stuck the spoon into chicken soup. And calls the Rav, and the Rav says, oh, the chicken soup's treif, there's no shishim, it's a ben yaimai, Blias went out. It's treif. And then the lady stuck it into another chicken soup. We don't say, well, all the Blias went into the first chicken soup, or the second chicken soup. We don't say that all the Blias go out, because we don't know if Blias go out. And maybe by Basel Cholav, where it's not Nevela anyway, but even by Isurim, by all Isurim, we don't start measuring how many Blias went out. So if you put it through a dishwasher or anything, we don't say with certainty that Blias came out. We don't know. And therefore, we always, as long as it's within 24 hours, you measure against the whole thing. Against the whole
thing. But if you had and you put something else, since it was
nice to have gum, I'll leave dishwasher. Dishwasher is not nice. We don't know for certain that the soap was nivla in the spoon.
But now,
kashrut organizations do something else. Yeah, you have to appreciate the lumdus of the difference. When they're kashering a steam kettle. They have these large steam kettles, They're called steam kettles, they're heated through steam, but they look like gigantic pots. And they kasher it when it's still a ben yaimeh. That's used primarily to keep the soup hot or to cook pasta. That's what they mostly use for. They fill it up with water and kasher it. Now there, the problem is that when the blias go into the water, it's ben yaimeh, it asses the water, and the blias come back in. Because when you boil it, when you do kashering, there we know the blias come out. The problem is the blias are going to go right back in and asser. So there, the custom is to be pugim the water. And by being pugim the water, when the blias come into the water, they become pogum, and they can't go back in and asser. But that's all when you're doing it in the derech of hagala. You're doing it by boiling water. In a dishwasher, or we don't say with certainty that the pugim went in. We do say, let's say somebody took a fleshiger sponge and put soap on it, and then wash the milchika bowl with hot water. So there we say, if the bli of the sponge went in, so went in with the soap. If it didn't go in, so it's mutter. So there, we talk about won't answer, because the soap is enough that whatever bli went in now was pogum. It's not this, but we don't say for certain that bli went in. And the spoon of the bowl remains what it was before. Okay, I'm being clear? Blias and kalim, we say lo yadinan kamen nafik minayin. We're not sure how much blias go in and come out of any particular instance of cooking, except for kashering when you boil it. Any other case, we say lo yadinan, and we go to chumra both ways. If it could aser, it asers. If it can't aser, we don't say the blias came out. When you do hand dishwashing. Let's say you use boiling hot water to clean hot water. What could have happened? One of two things. Either there was an exchange of bleas, or there was not. If there was an exchange of bleas, well, the fleshiger sponge was pogum. Any blea was soapy. So couldn't answer the spoon. So therefore the spoon remains mutter. Now, do we say that the old bleas that were in the spoon from before became pogum? No. Because we don't know for certain that the blias, that there was any exchange of blias. Lo yadina. We take both.
With the soap sponge, you have to be, if you should know the N. I mean, it's a whole different AC. It had to have been a clean sponge.
All right, if it's traces of N, then they also became pogum for the soap.
You said they would also be.
Yeah. Okay, the second major discussion. One is the discussion of that here we can estimate that we know. The second is the Chakira, which is discussed by all the traditional Mefarshim, every single one. The Prima Gadda Mechavis Das in the back, the Kresi Plesi, the Pri Chadash, the Matayanis, and I believe here on the side, all discuss the language of the Shulchan Aruch. When you stick a spoon into a pot, you measure michol ma shenitcha mimenu bikedera. Everything that was inserted in the pot. It doesn't say everything that was inserted into the food. It says everything that was inserted into the pot. What does that mean? Prima Gadda says, ma shekosav ha-mechabe misharin lechol ma shenitcha bikedera, v'loi kosav ma shenitcha b'maychol. Dimasl v'dan. Even in the Avir. So what's going on here? Now you have to think for a second. Let's try to be down ourselves and see what they say, because we've discussed numerous times in Sadi Beis, as we had in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a concept of Zaya. Zaya that comes up has a dinner for practical purposes like liquid. I'm cooking a chicken soup. The chicken soup fills 2/3 of the pot. I take my spoon and I mix the chicken soup. So we had each shishim against whatever went into the chicken soup. He says, no, you need more than that. You need shishim against anything that went below the level of the kedera. Anything that's in the air of the kedera, you also need to count in your shishim. Why? Why do I have to count everything? Because of the zeya. What is the Zeya going to do? Let's think. My spoon, I'm sticking in, the Zeya hits my spoon and asks the spoon. That I understand. If I put a milchika spoon in the air of the Zeya of Fleishiks, of course it makes a spoon milchis. That I don't have any question. But has the Bliya go back down through the Zeya? We've said that Zeya goes up. If it has room to go, it spreads all over the room. It doesn't go back down. So what is the issue here when I'm talking about the spoon? We all know that. That was Tzadik Beis of Ches. That if you have one pot cooking and another pot on top of it, and the Zeya hits the top pot, the Bliya goes in. No problem. But the Bliya goes back down. We said it doesn't go down unless it's in a contained area. And therefore, the Prima Gadim is difficult to understand. He quotes the Prichadish as follows. In Tochav Kafla Kedera B'mitzas, if you inserted a spoon into a pot partially, Sarach Lahach Shekulam Ibnei Hazaya, that entire spoon has to be kashered because of the Zaya. That I understand. And then he says, the Prichadish's Lashon is, that when you kasher in a similar way to the bliya went in, so that part is not a problem. So the Prima Gadim, im kain hu adin kan kol ma shenitchav b'kedera av shelo nitchav b'maychol, any that was inserted below the top of the level of the pot, even though it didn't go into the food, the Zeya is going to pull out Blias from the spoon into the Michael. And he says, maybe you're going to want to tell me the Zeya goes into the spoon, but it doesn't pull out. Haborcha, that's not right. That prichadesh kosev kabbala kapaltoi. I'm a Zeya maflit gamkin. How to understand this? I agree that Zeya is maflit. It's maflit into the Zeya, and the Zeya is floating up to the sky. How's it getting back into this Kedera? Very, very hard to
understand. The Shaft doesn't seem to. The Shaft says you're looking up to the Kaf. That means the Kaf. So what are you assuming? Now you're saying you put the Kaf.
The Shaft of the Kivager certainly don't say the sound that way.
You're not putting the Kaf.
They say you only put in the small part of the spoon.
That's below the pot level.
That's below the pot level. It doesn't work too well.
Did he leave the spoon in?
No.
So if he didn't leave the spoon in, if he left the spoon in, now you'd understand it. Now it just comes part of the maichel, practically. But to put a spoon in, you have to take the top of the pot off, then the zeh is only going up.
It's only going up. That's our problem. It's a major problem. Now there's a second problem, and that is, he says, 1 minute, if you're saying the zeh does such a thing, why only the zeh till the top of the pot? The zeh keeps on going, goes up above the pot also. So listen to the words. It's Mavel Orion. He says, "Umiu lemailu mekedera elasar dehazeya an ein yatzel edus baisham." What goes above the level of the pot, we don't have any problem because that zeya is already not yatzel edus baisham.
Just keep your hand there.
What do you mean the zeya is not yatzel edus baisham? Tzadik beis sifches. That was the case. Mm-hmm. I had a pan with milk cooking on bottom, had a fleshig pot above it, and the Zeya went into the top fleshig pot. So the Prima Gadim is not understandable for two reasons. First of all, how does the Zeya make it go back down? And second of all, what does he mean the Zeya above the level of the pot is not Yatzel Edespai? Who told him it's not Yatzel Edespai? We had cases where it is Yatzel Edespai. So this explanation of the Prima Gadim is very confusing and very, very difficult to understand. The Aruch HaShulchan says a few words that make it better, but it doesn't fit into the Prima Gadim's words. The Aruch HaShulchan says that whatever is above the pot, the Zeh above the pot, it's Yatzel Edespai, but it's Mispashet, it spreads out, it doesn't go back in. What he seems to be saying is that the Prima Gadim means that whatever is below the pot level, it's still circulates within the pot, and whatever's above it spreads out.
We also said if it goes up, if there's room for it to go up, why does it make a difference just the sides? If the top is totally open, then it should also be mispashed. It won't go back down.
I understand. I'm sorry.
If it's not covered, it's not going to circulate.
I don't.
It's not covered if you hold the spoon in it.
So we have a difficulty with the way the Prima Gadim presents this whole discussion. So there's a second way to have the same discussion, and that is the crazy place in Chavez Das. They also talk about this, but they have it based on a totally different cheshbon, and that is quoted in the Pesachim Tshuva Aleph in the brackets, which are the last two lines of Pesachim Tshuva, three lines of Pesachim Tshuva Aleph.
The list of the narrow line.
The bracketed area. Ayin Kresi Uplesi. Shekosav Ditzarach L'Shayar Neged Chelek HaKaf Shehichnis L'Tech HaKadera Afilu Neged Mashal Amayla B'natavshal. Even that which is above it, the Cham Machmas Hevel HaKadera, gets hot because of the heat of the Kadera. V'hachavizdas Kosav Olav Hagam D'masha Machrich Zeh Metech Machleikis Rashi V'ri D'Simen Tzadik Beis Einem Ochoch. What does that mean? Kesu Place, he said, this is like the Machlekes Rashi and the Ri, the Simen Tzadik Beis. What was the Machlekes Rashi and the Ri? That was the one I gave you a simen to try to remember. If you have a chaticha, a piece of food, which is half in the liquid and half protruding from the liquid. So Rashi said that it's like it's in or out. Rashi said, it's like it's out. You remember the simen?
Right.
Huh? Yeah. The shin, right? Goes out. So Rashi said, if it's half in and half out, it's like it's out. And the Ri said, it's like it's in. Which means that according to the Ri, if you have a piece of meat, half in, half out, we say the bliya from the whole meat, and the drip of milk spritzes on the part that's out, you say the whole thing is as if it's Teicha Kedera. Oh, so now you're telling me a totally different svar. You're not saying Zeya. You're saying the Zeya heats the spoon. If the spoon would be cold, it wouldn't make sense. The Zeya heats the spoon, but as far as the Bliya traveling, it's not the Zeya that makes it travel back down. Not at all. It's not the Zeya. It's the Ri. The Ri said that a Chaticha Chatzi Baraita Chatzi Chutzla Raitiv, the Bliyas travel through the piece into the Raitiv. The same thing, the spoon, which is Chatzi Baraita Chatzi Chutzla Raitiv, travels in. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that I can hear already. The Chavis Das says what? It should be the whole piece, even above the top of the pot then. If it's hot. He's assuming, I think, that it wouldn't be hot above there. So we'll see in a second. Chavis Das says that Masher Machris Zeh Metech Malei Rashi Averi Simen Tzadik Beis Einei Muchruch. Why is it Einei Muchruch? Here the Chavis Das doesn't explain, but here the Prima Gadim explains. The Prima Gadim brings the kind of crazy place. He says Einei Muchruch because Rashi and Ri are talking where the piece of meat is hot because it cooked in that pot. So it's really hot inside itself. The discussion here is with a cold spoon that you put in. Okay, it gets hot from the Zeya. Not the same heat as a piece of meat that's cooking in a pot. So he says, even though it's not muchruch, mekomok im yesh lahachmir kedvarav, v'ayim prima gadim. So he says that a certain should be meikel, should be machmir. So the prima gadim, the crazy placey, and the chavis das are all machmir. He says at the end, v'ayim b'tshuvas chasam seifes, v'sim pei beisha kosav, v'adarach ha-dvar ha-placey ha-nal, v'svara nirali d'lesa. V'chem ha-nal ha-lashem ha-shal, she-vi-ha-shas ha-kotten ha-alef, v'chenayigim ba-lei herois. He says the lashon of the mashal is mashma that way. That's what you mentioned right away. That you only measure what's the derech litchayv, the hainu reish hakaf. If you only measure the spoon, the part of the spoon that goes in, so that obviously goes into the reiter. So we have here a very significant machlokes. It's hard to be mekel against the crazy place if you regard the chavis das, who say that you measure not only against what was put below the liquid level, but even. But even what was Teicha Kedera, anything that was within the walls of the Kedera.
And could they be referring to a spoon like the Taz speaks about in Shabbos, a ladle that's inside that becomes like a cleavation. If it stays inside,
then it would be like that. Now you'll notice that the Mata Yainasin on the side of the page says the same thing as the Crazy or Placey. There's a reason for that. You know why the Matthew Anderson says the same thing as the Crazy Placey?
Yeah, they're the same person.
Because it's the same person. Okay? We understand Eichitz wrote the Crazy Placey. And the Matthew Anderson are his notes from the side of Shulchan Aruch, which were put in. And he says also, Kashalah, okay, I'll.
If you argued, it would have been more difficult.
Yeah. There's an interesting brackets at the end of the Matthew Anderson, though. Those brackets were put in not by Anderson Eichitz, but by Reb Shloimeh HaKoyen, the Dayan of Vilna. And in the brackets he adds a hagod nireh ein kavanasi lahachmir rak bekapshal matchois the chamik tzosei chamkulai only by metal which gets hot avol bekapshal eitz but by wooden spoons which we only see by bedikas chametz maybe some houses still have it I shouldn't say it bevadei loy domi lechaticha klal you can't compare it to the case of chaticha and therefore it's different so basically the prima godim's cheshbon of the zaya which is a tviya. I think is dismissed by all these by the Chavis Das and the Kreis who place it. But the Cheshbin of a Chaticha Chetzi Breit and Chetzi Chutzpah Breit that that they are concerned with.
Based on this Hagbah, that really is the metal spoon they're assuming isn't long enough to get very hot because no. because they're saying a wood spoon won't get that hot. But if you're just sticking it in for a second, neither are getting hot.
Because of Chavik Tzase means it gets hot. We'll get to that in a moment. It's just the third thing I wanted to mention. So I mentioned here two Nekudas. In Lamdis, the Noid Behuda with Muslim Rabbi Levi Mishal Adaite, and then this whole tumult about Bashanitha Bekadera. There's one thing that I would like to mention because I noticed something that's different than something I had said in some Tzadik Beis. Look at the Gilya Marsha. The third Gilyam Arshad Tzadik Dalit, it's all on the first side here, on the Hainu Sheshimshu Bai, Imlai Shimshu Bechalov Be'en, Kim B'Michel Sheyesh Bechalov. If the spoon was originally used with a food in which milk was one ingredient, Nira de Bala Hakaf Rakafi Erech, the Kaspoon is Beilaya only Kafi Erech, what we call Shir HaMedumah. The percentage of the bliya that was milk in the tafshel is the percentage in the spoon. Ubay samach lefi erech, and it needs 60 in proportion. So let's say I'm cooking a food which is 1/4 milk and 3/4 other things. I'm cooking a vegetable soup that has milk in it, and I put in my brand new spoon, and it's by leah. We assume that the bliya we only need 1/4 of the volume of the spoon that's milk. This is by leah from everything equally. He says, "V'ayin tasim mitzadik beis sif cotton." What do you have? Sif cotton. Nun dal is a mistake. It should be chaf dal. There is no nun dal there, so it should be chaf dal. That taz is talking about a case. The following case: a drip of milk falls into a pot of water. You're cooking water, and milk falls in. So let's just say you're cooking 15 ounces of water, and 1 ounce of milk drips in. They have 16 ounces, of which 15 ounces is water, 1 ounce is milk. You put in a spoon until you stir this mixture. So we say that spoon is only by laya kashir hamaduma. It's only by laya 1/16 of its volume is milk. That's the rule of shir hamaduma, and I have no problem with that. I did mention, though, that Rav Pam had said, the way I remember b'shem d'nitziv, but Rav Pam had said in shir, that when we measure shir hamaduma, you really can't count the water. Because water has no taste of its own. So if you have a chicken soup and vegetables and chicken, you measure shir hamaduma, you measure that tastes 50% chicken, 50% vegetables, and then you have another equal amount of water. It's only 50% chicken because the water does not count. That taz, which just was necessary because I checked it now when I learned the Gilyam Arshah, that taz seems to say the reverse. He seems to say that you do count water. It may be because the Taz is talking about a liquid which dissipates. 1 ounce of milk went in and it dissipates in the water. So maybe there the taste of the milk is only 1/16. If you have a chicken soup and you stick it in, the chicken itself still has the power to give a strong bliya. You would need the water to cancel it out as a bliya. So maybe that's where Rav Pam was saying it. I believe that I have to try to find the tshuva in the Meshav Davar. My recollection is that it's a Netziv, but my recollection isn't always good. But I do have to mention that because I was sort of machmir that you don't count the water, and at least in the case of liquid into liquid, you do. Okay, so ad kan the rules of tchiva. Now, just one last thing, the machlokes of chamik tzase cham kulay. The end of the Shulchan Aruch brought some rishonim say chamik tzase cham kulay. And we're Megal, Noig and Lahakil. There are two ways to understand Chavik Tzaseh Ham Kulay. And you, everyone sitting here, learns the idea of Chavik Tzaseh Ham Kulay. Some of you picture it one way, and some picture it the other way. What does Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai mean? It means I'm cooking this pad of farina, and I took a spoon, and I stirred the farina, and it's a flesh of the spoon. So the question is that the Yesh Mishaimer says that if it's a metal cup, a spoon, and it all gets hot, Misharina Bekulai. Because Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. You may understand this to mean that Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai means that we assume this whole spoon gets hot. But let us say that I know for certain the spoon is cold. I pulled it out and it's very cold. I can still feel it that it's cold. So then I shouldn't say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai is an assumption that it gets hot. But I can feel it's cold.
And
the Blias would not travel if it's cold. Or you could say the reverse. This machlokes is when it's cold. It feels cold to me. I need a halacha to say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. But if I can feel with my hand that it's hot, so then there's no machlokes. So the question is, when is this argument, Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai? We said we're mekel. Does that mean we're mekel only because it's cold, and the machlokes is when it's cold? What happens if I can tell it's hot? I feel it that it's hot. What happens then? So this discussion takes us to Hilchos Pesach, appropriately enough. There's a Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Nun Aleph, Sivkot Nechav Dalet, who asks a stira between Simen Tzadik Dalet and Simen Tzadik Beis. We say we do not pass in Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. Now listen to the kasha. We say a spoon half in, half out, we don't say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. The outside part is not Mavliya. Frektabog and Avraham in Simen Tzadik Beis, we said, they have a pot that's cooking on the stove, and a drip of milk hits the pot. We said if it hits the part of the pot that's above the rative, part of the pot that's higher than the liquid, we're machmir that the blia went through the pot into the liquid. Frektabog and Avraham, that's also Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. That part of the pot is higher than the than the rative underneath. So why over there by a pot we say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai, and by a spoon that a person is inserting we don't say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger there and the Chavos Das here both say, what are you talking about? There the pot is hot. We know it's hot. So there everyone agrees Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. The machleik is Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai is when you put in a spoon, it doesn't feel hot to your hands. And Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai is a halacha that it's like it's hot. Clearly, Rabbi Kivegan and the Chavos Das say, this whole machleik is when it's cold, but if you can tell with your hands that the spoon is hot, then we say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai let everyone, and it's also just like over there. That's Rabbi Kivegan and the Chavos Das' opinion. Magen Avraham, on the other hand, he disagrees, because the Magen Avraham asked the kasha. Magen Avraham asked, why by a blia in a pot is it different than a spoon that you stick in? Magen Avraham says it's different tarets. And the Magen Avraham holds that the machlokes is Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai is even when it's hot. So it turns out we have two distinct ways of learning the machlokes is Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. Is the machlokes when the spoon is hot through and through? Is the machlokes when it's cold through and through? This is a difference of opinion, as I said. As a matter of halacha, we passed in something that's sort of a pshara between Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai and not Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai. I believe the Pesach Tshuva brings it. That I think Dagom Ravava brought it in Tzadikhes. We say Chamik Tzasei Chav Kulai to go into the spoon, but not to go out of the spoon. Which means that if I put a spoon into a pad and I stir a farina, we say the milk goes into the entire spoon. But to say that it goes out of the spoon and in, from the cold spoon, which halachically is cold, into the pot, into the contents, that we don't say. So we say it's beileya veine maflet, which is an in-between case, which is also based on the Magen Avraham there. And that's sort of a pshara to answer some of the rayas.
It's mavliya, what's
the nafkamina? Yes. Is that if later the handle of this spoon would touch a piece of meat, not the calf, the handle would touch it, it would be maflet. Because we say that this milk went into the entire spoon.
Okay.
What it is sort of like tatoi gava. the milk with the farina, which is hot, goes into the spoon, and it rushes into the spoon, goes even up into the top of the spoon. It gives its bleus into the entire top thing. But the top thing, which is the bleus in the top, which are cold, those bleus don't come down into the bottom, because we do not pass chametzos echam kuma. That's the shara between the shittas that that we paskin like. And what?
Unless it travels through there.
Unless, yeah, I'm not talking about the zeya issue, which is most cases the spoon will be usher anyway because of the zeya, right? If it's a davar hamaziyah, then usually the spoon anyway is in the zeya and it's going to be usher anyway. So they're talking about chametz, the same exact shaylus with chametz. If you say chametz, toseh cham kulay, and I know you wanted us to learn Hilchus Pesach, so but it's the same shay. We're learning Hilchus Pesach a whole day today. We're talking about someone who sticks a chametz, stick a spoon into a Pesach tikka pot of food.
We're learning Pesach.
Now on Pesach,
before Pesach,
on Pesach it asks b'mashahu. So on Pesach, it's not going to help to be batal b'shishin. But before Pesach, if your wife is cooking and she sticks a chametz, stick a spoon into the chicken soup,
try to tell her to use it.
So you could tell her that even if it's a ben yoma, if there's shishin, it's batal, and she could use it.
Well, that's what you say, spoon touches, the top of the spoon touches, it's only when it's hot.
Everything hot, yeah.
So that would be enough communal to surface.
What?
Be enough communal to surface, sticking in the second part.
Okay, we'll see Sif Beis. I mean, which half you stick in, it'll be the same half community.
So,
right,
follow the only if you have like a shishim naked the spoon, basically. Right?
The problem is only if you don't have shishim against the part of the spoon that was inserted into the kedera.
You know,
the top of the kedera, right. Yeah. Okay, let's see Sif Beis. In Tochav HaKaf B'Kedera Shnei Pa'amim, if somebody inserts a spoon into a pot twice, v'loy neida beitayim, an interesting rule, if you weren't aware of it in between, tzarech beis pa'am and shishim. Mechaber says you need twice 60. Rama disagrees, v'yeshayimrim, disagi pa'am echad shishim, v'chei noyegim. So Baruch Hashem, we finally have a kula of the Rama. Usually the Rama is machmir, especially in Yeridaya. So we have to understand the both shittas. The Mechaber shita says, you took this milk spoon that you used for farina in the morning, and you mixed your chicken soup with it, and then later you mix your chicken soup with your child a second time with the same spoon. What is the halacha? So, the Mechaber holds you need twice shishim. Why should you need twice shishim? It's only the volume of the same amount of volume of the spoon of milchik. The teretz is chaticha nasa nevela. What does that mean? That means when I put the spoon in the first time, there is shishim. There is shishim against the spoon. But the spoon still is iser. The spoon now is a milchika spoon that has bleus of meat and milk in it. And since it has bleus of meat and milk in it, so once I remove it, it's chaticha nasa nevela, and that spoon is now worse than it was before. When I started, the volume of the spoon, let's say the spoon has a volume of 1 ounce, so there was 1 ounce of milk that I started with. And I stick it into a pot. The pot is 100 ounces of cholent or soup. I stir it, no problem. The total that can make trouble for us is 1 ounce of milk. Since it's only 1 ounce of milk, that's as much tzaras as it could make. Now I stick it in the second time. I have more than 1 ounce of iser now. The milk is iser. But also the bleus of milk and meat, which are in the spoon, are chaticha nasa nevela. And now it's going to go in a second time. So now I need twice shishim. I need shishim against the first time I stuck in the spoon, shishim against the second time. And now if I only have 100 ounces, it won't be inadequate because I'm going to need now twice shishim. And technically you need one shishim and the other 59/60ths because there has to be some milk still in it. But for practical purposes, we call it twice shishim that you need in the second, in the pot, according to the Mechaber.
But if you had shishim the first time, then you never created chaticha nasa nevela in the first place.
What about in the spoon itself? In the spoon, when I removed the spoon still has milk. It started with milk. I didn't kasher it. It wasn't boiling, so I have to assume there's still milk in it. And now it also has bleus of soup in it. So in the spoon itself is iser. Because there was no shishim in the milk against the meat, only
so
the meat against the milk.
The spoon holds 1 ounce.
Yes.
If you had shishim keneged that 1 ounce the first time, The spoon doesn't have 2 ounces now the second time around.
That's
so
true.
It has only 1 ounce.
That's true. But the pot of soup has 59/60 of an eighth. No. Remember, some milk went into the soup already, although it's sitting there being bottled. Some milk did go in already. I was thinking the second time, additional Isser is going to go in.
It's a different
the total Isser is going to add up to more than a 60th of the contents of the pot.
Well, why don't I say if there were 60...
Exactly. If you have 62, 63, you
don't
need
90. Let's have 100. Let's say I have 100 times the 1 ounce of milk. So I stick it in the first time. Now, how much is in the spoon? Lo yadinon. Remember, in spoons, we don't know what happened. So let us say, for argument's sake, that in the spoon has 1 ounce. Right now, it's 50 parts chicken soup and 10 parts milk in the spoon. Now, that's not possible. Shishin. The spoon now becomes awesome. When I stick it in the second time, the ounce of blia, which was nasa nevela, in the spoon is also going to go into the pot. So now the pot needs shishim against the first ounce of milk and against the second ounce of issa which went in.
But why doesn't it bug you about that?
I think what he's trying to say is the second time can't possibly have the same amount as the first time.
It could, just some of it is chicken soup.
It's different issa.
It's full of blias.
It's a different issa. Why didn't the
well, it's the same shame issa, basa b'chalav, but didn't the never be nice in town.
Why isn't matzah batal the first issa?
You're right. If you mean that you'll never taste the milk, you're right. You'll never ever taste the milk because it's shaka cold. There's 1 ounce of milk and 100 ounces of soup. Doesn't matter how many times you stick it in, you're never going to taste more than an ounce. That's correct. So you'll never really, if you can go to a kfeila, you should never taste it. The chaber should better go to a kfeila than measure it twice shishin. But technically, and that's why the mechaber is moidiv. It's noidiv ben tayim. If you're aware of it in between, it's bottle, and then the second time it's again bottle. But by loy noyde bein tayim, the mechaber shita is that you need against all the issa that went in.
That's the key. The loy noyde bein tayim. If you knew it would have been bittul.
That's the mechaber holds that noyde bein tayim makes a difference.
Again, like
want,
a physical difference. It's not a physical thing. It's just.
It's not a taste. It's not a physical taste. The Shach Dalit explains. You don't have to turn back because the previous page just said hatam kosvu. On the top of this page, Agos Mardechai Dechulin, my real betshuva, Shumas Hadesha, and Simcha Pei Gimel, the Mitchilatzar Samach Neged Hachala, Chashin and Dimon Nishabay Maat Chala, Ukshaytziyai Minakdeir and Nasa Kala Kaf Nevelim and Bosa Bechala, Chaytzarch Levatel Akaf Mepam Abeis. Therefore, you have to be Mevatel the spoon again the second time. Vinira de Mahaitama Kosvu Hatur Umechaber, that you should get used to that abbreviation. Hatur, either Hatur v'Shulchan Aruch, Hatur v'Mechaber. Im tochav beis pa'amim, tzarech beis pa'amim samach. V'loi kosu stama, im tochav harbei pa'amim. That's very tricky. He's eating something. Why does it say if you stuck it in 3 times or 4 times? You did 3 or 4 times. It says only 2 times. Why? Mishum da'adu l'tamayu, the svilei, le'yam minachanan, you don't say chatichat nas nevela, rak b'basa b'cholav. Only when meat comes into milk, or milk into meat. The tamam neshekol echad heta b'fnei atzma yadei chibura nesru. Because when they come together, they become asa mashenk and shari surin. Mechabos by shari surin yasei chatichan as neveila. Kumay shekasim tzai beis yod, it's gotten yod. Hilkok, shetochfu pam beis su lekel ameima nas neveila. Shivar neser akaf, loy nas neveila achakach. Totoch vei harbe pom, sagi beis pom nesamach. Mechad, the shach here says a dove pella. He says that you only say chatichan as neveila when the meat comes into the milk once. But once you have basa b'chalav and more meat comes in, you don't say chatichanas nevela. Now that's not something we understand easily. It's very difficult to understand what that means, because we really say chatichanas nevela any milk and meat. If I'm cooking, not me chas v'shalom, if there's a person cooking milk and meat together, and more meat falls in, that's also nas nevela, even though it fell into iser, but it's the same iser of chatichanas nevela. Difficult to understand what the shach means that the mechaber will be machber base parmin, but not sholish parmin. Hard to understand because even the parmashlishes, the blias are vaited as an avail.
He's not a shagig anymore.
What?
He's not a shagig anymore.
Okay.
At a certain point.
Possibly. Well, the issue though is not whether he's a shagig. The issue. Let me just add the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees. He says sagi pam echad b'shishim. So the Shach explains the reason for the Ramah in the Shach Vav. He brings the Ramban Shita. Rabat Shita is by a blio, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. And here with Mitzarif, the Rabat Shita, that by a blio you don't say Nas Nevela, with the question whether a spoon, when it's removed from a pot, still has a bit of a cleavishin. Now, it's because the spoon is in the pot, it's Makusher, it's not in the blio, it's not in Nas Nevela. We had the concept of Makusher. That caused by the spoon, a milky spoon is in a pleishik pot. We don't say, well, why don't we say the blias went into the spoon, then as the vela, they come back out into the pot. More blias go in, as the vela come out. More blias go out. Caused by it's in the pot, we don't say that, because makusher means as long as it's tied together, it's all one big mixture. So as long as it's in the spoon, nothing happens. Once you pull it out, that's the ladle shaila. If you pull the ladle out, especially if it's empty, so then it's not a clearishin anymore. If so, when do the blias in the spoon become nasa nevela? Kozman, they're in, they're not nasa nevela. When they come out, they're not considered hot. So zok shavav, yeshayim desagi pamechot samach, the harbe paiskim svirulei, the bedavar abalu aloy amrina chanan. Many paiskim hold this, the Ramban Shita, that by a blia, you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, but come on, some say chesifeich, and kosp shomestesh and kapeh gimel, sabkina haitamav, avgav de kaimelon hosom lechumra. Even though normally we're machmir against the Ramban, the Kamaki Bekai Gavne in Lahachmir, a Philobisar Atzmai, here we're not machmir, a Philobisar Stoffel Gner, Kamapam, Kaimalan, and Sarkal, Pamechot Samak, Lakaman, Sai, Lechese, Sifdalit, Mashal, there's a Kamal, Kaimalan Hafi. Now he doesn't explain the Tziruf, but the Tziruf is this Tziruf that the spoon itself, when you pull it out, it's not borrowed, that it has a din of a cleavage. Bottom line, Sifbeis, you should know, if you have notes on Sifbeis, you should start with the fact that Sif Beis, Lahalocha, not Negeya, you don't need Beis Parmim Shishim for us who go Basir Ramos Psak. We don't need Beis Parmim Shishim, we go Pamacha Shishim, and even if you stuck it in twice into the same path. Okay, so this is the beginning of the Dinim of Tochav Kafchilev's Ner Shabasar, and we'll continue next week.